Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
You're on a business trip when you receive a notice that your flight has been canceled. This means you will either miss your ongoing flight or you must leave the day before your scheduled departure. The problem is, your business isn't finished, so leaving the day before is not an option. Immediately, your hands begin to perspire and your stomach begins to knot. Whether or not you are aware of it, your blood pressure just jumped and your heart beats faster too. Living in a world when the future is on hold and everything is subject to change isn't the most tranquil, peaceful existence. Yet face it, you don't choose when to take your place in the line that reschedules flights. Hoping that there will be space for you on another flight, you take it as it comes. Now, travel isn't the only frustration-producing experience today. I'm thinking of my grandson, barely over 2 years of age, who patiently stood in line with his mother to take a little kid's ride at an amusement park. After waiting for almost 30 minutes, he was ready to take the ride. And that's when the attendant put down the bar and said, "That's all for today." Sure, tell that to a little kid who barely understands what he's saying. But that formidable big bar comes down, blocking his path to the little car. It speaks 1,000 languages. Now, that bar may represent something totally different to you. A lawsuit? Job cancellation? A rejection notice? Sorry, we like your idea, but we've got too many books by that title already. When things don't go the way I had anticipated and the bar drops in front of me, I've learned, sometimes through difficulty, to do several things. First, think through your options. This may mean mentally backing away from the frustration of not getting your way and asking, "Okay, what other choices do I have?" If you can't get across a mountain, how can you get around it? And if you can't go around it, can you tunnel through it? Next, pray. No, God won't put on an extra flight in that airline schedule for you or cause the operator of the ride at the amusement park to keep the little kid's cars running longer. But he does know what's best for you, and he can give you wisdom in thinking through your options. Once you've talked to God, talk to yourself. Say something like this: "Don't panic. This is not the end of the road. Life's a long time, and there's a solution to every problem." This means you keep your perspective. When you are steamed up, angry, or really frustrated, you don't think clearly. Your thinking is destructive, your emotions angry, your logic is flawed. Hey, relax. Rest in the Lord. David, a man who knew frustration from the inside out, advised, "Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him." The prophet Samuel anointed David to be king, but it took 7 long years, a lot of heartache, and so much frustration that unless he had learned to trust God, he would have ended up as a basket case in a mental institution. No wonder he cried out, "I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living." A closing thought. When life looks very disjointed and crazy from your vantage point, God looks beyond that. He sees a pattern known only to Him. That's why you can trust Him to take you through when the bar drops down, blocking your forward progress. Don't forget it. That's the only way you can say with Paul, "I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances." At some point, you have to accept the reality God's in control, even when the bar drops in front of you. Like Christian, who was just a little over 2 years old when that happened, have you been standing in line when the bar dropped in front of you and you didn't like it a bit? You missed your flight. You got fired. Something happened. And now you're steamed up. Back off, friend. Talk to God, talk to yourself, and think through your options. Then move ahead. You can download what you hear on Guidelines by going to our webpage at guidelines.org and click on the date for today.